We experience restrictions, isolations, and quarantine during this time of pandemic. Started last January, the month first detected the virus in Canada. Then sickness, death, mourning, and sadness surged on March last year. A lot of people were deeply saddened by their loved one passing. They suffered separation because of death, missed seeing their relatives and friends, and even embracing and praying for them in their deathbed. A difficult situation we need to endure. Mary Magdalene was a loyal disciple of Christ, a woman set freed by Jesus from the slavery of sin. She deeply loved Jesus and was wounded and saddened by his suffering and death. The gospel relates that she, together with her friends, visited the tomb while it was still dark. Not only indicates that it was before sunrise, but also expresses Mary's heart of mourning and sadness. That's why weeping was mentioned in the gospel 3 times, indicating the depth of her pain and sorrow. Mary Magdalene's grief was a picture of our own grief too, when our loved ones pass away because of our love, attachment, and respect for them. My dear sisters and brothers, because of her tears and sorrow, Mary did not recognize the people around her, even Jesus himself. Just then, she turns around and sees Jesus there, except that she does not recognize him, a common feature of all the resurrection stories. Jesus Christ said, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thinks he must be the gardener. This was not surprising, as we have been told in the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verse 41, that Jesus' tomb was in a garden. And there is some Johannine irony here. At the very beginning, death had come to the human race in a garden, the Garden of Eden, where Adam and his wife disobeyed Yahweh. Now life is coming back in another garden. And of course, Jesus is indeed the gardener. It is then that Jesus addresses her, "Mary." And speaking of himself as the good shepherd, Jesus had said, "He calls his own sheep by name. The sheep follow him because they recognize his voice." So here, Mary immediately recognizes the voice of her master. She knows that it is Jesus who is calling her, and she turns. But just now, she had already turned to face him. This is a different turning. It is an interior turning to her Lord. Mary Magdalene recognized Jesus' voice because all her life was with him, especially after she was free from all evil. His voice was the one who freed him from her sinful life. His voice was the one who made her come back to the right path. She listened to his voice and followed him. Even if she was a sinner, she was accepted by the Lord because in her he saw an open heart, willingness to change, and love emanating from her simplicity and humility to accept her faults and sins. Mary Magdalene was seen by others as a woman of sinful pasts, but Jesus saw her as a faithful disciple of the future. My sisters and brothers, we can identify ourselves to Mary Magdalene, an image of hope. Sinners who listened to Jesus, inspired by his words to have a change of heart, followed and trusted him all our lives. But there's one more thing that we need to imitate Mary Magdalene, and that is be the proclaimers of the resurrection, that the Lord is risen, that those who are faithful to Jesus will be rewarded eternal life in his kingdom, that in our everyday life, the words of Jesus must be our guide and example for people to recognize God's goodness in us. As she recognized the voice of Jesus, may we also recognize his voice. So like Mary Magdalene, let us proclaim, "I have seen the Lord," through our personal relationship with him in prayer and frequent reception of the sacraments, and apply that through our loving, compassionate, and dedicated service to our brothers and sisters every day. Mary Magdalene was a sinner. I am a sinner. We are all sinners. But God loves us sinners. So we pray and ask Mary Magdalene's intercession as we say, Saint Mary Magdalene, Amen.